May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Down the centuries, the prophet Isaiah speaks to us this morning. He says, by his wounds we are healed, or in another place, by his stripes we are healed. And this is a prophecy in the 8th century before Christ of the coming of the Messiah. And it's a portion of Isaiah's prophecy. It's called the suffering servant imagery in the book of the prophet Isaiah. There are two parallel expectations of the Messiah. One is that he would be a successful martial king in the mold of King David. And the other was that he would be the suffering servant, suffering as the means of our redemption. So Isaiah is prophesying the coming of the Messiah, and he's also prophesying, the prophets always prophesied more than they knew. They didn't understand everything, because they were merely conduits of what God wanted them to say. And what he was prophesying in the 8th century before Christ was the Paschal mystery. And this is the very bone and marrow of our faith. What is it? It is the life, teaching, suffering, death, and resurrection of our Lord. And these things cannot be separated. And we see this reflected in those foolish disciples that Mark and his gospel so loves to illustrate how they always miss the point. It gives some of us encouragement, I think. But he's trying to impress upon them that we can't separate these things. They go together. We can't just skip over Holy Week and get to Easter as much as we might want to. But we have to hold them together and always remember when we're reflecting on the mystery of the Holy Cross, we're also reflecting on the mystery of the resurrection. It's such a rich, it is our most valued, precious Christian symbol, the cross. And we make the sign of the cross. And we remind ourselves of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And of the cross. And of the resurrection. We can't really make the sign of the cross too many times, because we must impress ourselves with the profundity of the Holy Cross as it shows forth the Paschal mystery. Because we want to try to mold Jesus into our own image of him, just as those first disciples did. And this is what Mark is trying to show us today, rather than the completely new thing that was coming into the world in Christ and his teaching. He taught the Son of Man came to serve, not to be served. And this ultimate service was seen in the Paschal mystery. So it's all about the cross. Just as we sang in that beautiful old hymn, when I survey the wondrous cross, whereon the young prince of glory died, my richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. And remember, as we're singing the glories of the cross, we're also singing the glories of the resurrection. They cannot be separated because they show the depth and the power of God's love. So Jesus is teaching us that to serve is to reign, and to give is to receive, and to die is to be born into everlasting life. The disciples had a hard time with all this because it went against their very natural way of doing and seeing things. And that's the whole point. It isn't natural. It's supernatural. And the only way, this new way, can be opened for us is through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is not natural. It is above nature. That's what supernatural means. Not against nature, but above nature. Because when we have the humility to open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit, we are more than we are without it. We are more than we are without it. And that will enable us to embrace this new way and this new teaching that is coming into the world. The author of the Epistle to the Hebrews, they always say that, but I really think it was St. Paul, but I could be wrong. But he sings of the sword of the Spirit. That's the symbol for St. Paul. It's a sword superimposed upon the Bible. The sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, the written Word and the living Word, which is Jesus. The sword of the Spirit, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing the division of good and evil, soul and spirit, of the conventional from the supernatural. But I like to think of this as more of a, not a sword, but a scalpel. A scalpel that cuts away disease, sin, and despair. So Jesus came to serve and not to be served, and to give his life as a ransom for many. That's the key thing about it. It's not just about service, but what does this service effect? His service is giving his life to reconcile us with God as a ransom for many. He lays down his life for our salvation and for the redemption of the world. And the ultimate service, of course, is always the cross. There it is again, the cross. For us, it is everything. Because by his stripes we are healed, and by his cross we are saved. That's the watchword of this priestly fraternity that I'm a member of, called the Society of the Holy Cross. That's what those three initials mean after my name, SSC, because we are trying to dedicate our lives to the Holy Cross. And every day after we say morning prayer, we say this prayer: Father, your Son showed the depth of his love when for our sake he opened his arms on the cross, and he has reminded us, commanded us to love one another and to keep the brothers of our society through the saving power of the cross, impressed inwardly upon our lives and revealed outwardly in our work. And may others come to know your love and truth through Christ our Lord. And I think this is a prayer we all should stay, because we're trying to live a Christ-like life in the shadow of the cross. And as the author of the Epistle to the Hebrews says, since we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Indeed, let us draw near to the throne of grace and worship our Lord on his throne of glory. Amen.